through some recent conversations, friendly conversations, not argumentative conversations, through some recent conversations in the church with brethren, I believe that God led me to prepare a Bible study series, a sermon series, on the subject of Sabbath food. Sabbath food. And in that series, what I'd like to eventually get into, I'd like to ask these questions and hopefully answer these questions from God's Word in the Bible. Without bias from the past, I'd like to answer these questions from God's Word. First of all, how much cooking, if any, is permissible on God's Sabbaths and holy days? Secondly, how much food preparation, for example, set up and clean up, is permissible on God's Sabbaths and holy days? And perhaps the big one is it okay for God's people to eat out at restaurants on God's Sabbaths and holy days? Whether frequently, or occasionally, or never? What are the answers to these questions? Excuse me. Now, I'm in the very early stages of working on this study, and it's turning out already to be quite extensive, and I know that it will take more than one single sermon to cover the whole thing. It's quite a big subject, believe it or not. And so for that reason, and for other reasons as well, I'm not going to get into the core of those questions today. What I do want to do today, and I feel that it's important that I do so, what I'd like to discuss is just one small segment of this big topic, and one that I believe to be the most important aspect, and I believe that it needs to be covered. So I want to ask you all to be thinking and praying about this topic over the next little while. Why? Because recently it's been brought to my notice, to our notice, that there's been a certain amount of judging going on, inappropriate judging. And it's not just recent. I mean, this goes back. It's something that goes back for quite a long way, from what I understand. Judging between various church members, and specifically on the subtopic, if you will, the subtopic of eating out at restaurants on the Sabbath day. Now, whichever side of, let's call it a fence, whichever side of the fence you are on this issue, I want to ask you to consider a couple of very important scriptures today. Please turn to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Well-known scripture, brethren. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 16. Verses 16 and 17. Excuse me. Verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Now let's take the new moon's topic out of there just for the time being, and not belittling that. That's a separate issue all of its own, and I've been doing some study on that as well, but that's not what we're talking about today. Please consider the other subtopics that mentioned by Paul here. Meat, he's talking about the New King James Version, it says food. Drink, the holy days, and the Sabbath days, he puts all of them in together. What is the Apostle Paul talking about? What is God talking about through the Apostle Paul to us? Now we all know, I'm very sure, that God and the Apostle Paul, of course, are not saying that it's okay for New Testament Christians not to keep God's Sabbath days and holy days. And we all know that God and Paul are not saying that it's okay for us to eat unclean foods. unclean foods is kind of interesting. Heard a sermon that's a couple of years ago by a man who said that unclean foods is actually a misnomer. They're not unclean. Animals are not food. Interesting point. Anyway, the main problem here, as brought out in this scripture in Colossians chapter 2, is that judging is the problem. Judging is the problem, the main problem here. Now, that's another major topic that I have a set of sermons coming up on. But in a surprising number of scriptures, God tells us that it is right, and it is very right to judge, righteous judgment. And again, that's a huge subject in itself. But brethren, if through personal, diligent Bible study and prayer, you believe that God and His Word, God's Word, do not permit you to eat out at restaurants on God's Sabbaths and holy days, then please exercise your right to refrain, decline doing so, but without unrighteous judgment, without unrighteously judging those who believe otherwise. Let's come over to the other side of the fence, the other side of the issue. On the other hand, if, and again, through personal, diligent Bible study and prayer, you believe that God and His Word do permit you to eat out at restaurants on God's Sabbaths and holy days, then please do so without unrighteously judging those who believe otherwise. Now, I want you to note what I said here, through personal, diligent Bible study and prayer. Please, brethren, do not just parrot your church group's policy on the subject. Please, neither their past policy or their present policy, and especially if it happens to merely be the most convenient choice for yourself and for them as well. If you have not studied it yourself, then you really need to do so. You cannot have true faith that your belief is the correct one. And looking at myself, brethren, that's exactly why I'm studying it right now, at this time. I want to know what God and His Word say and teach on this issue. Not just what other men have told me and taught me over the years and I've accepted blindly. What does God's Word say about it? Because, brethren, if it's not of faith, it is sin. You know where that scripture comes from. I want to turn to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14 and verse 23. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. And I know, you know, that he's not talking about eating out in restaurants there. I don't even know whether they had restaurants in the Apostle Paul's time as such. But I'd like to stay here in Romans chapter 14 for a few minutes, and I want to glean a few more relevant and important points from it. What is the Apostle Paul talking about here? He's talking about differences between brethren over food. No doubt about that. And yes, it's true, other aspects of food-related differences than our particular topic today. He was writing about vegetarianism versus meat eating. He was writing about specific days on which to have voluntary fasts, things like that. And possibly there's an implication in there that he was also talking about meat offered to idols. But the same very relevant Christian living concepts can be applied, can be taken from these scriptures and they can be applied right here to our topic today. So again, let's go back to the beginning of this chapter 14 and again apply the words of the Apostle Paul to our topic today. So Romans, still in Romans chapter 14, all the way back up to verse 1. Verse 1, him that is weak in the faith receive you, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believes that he may eat all things, of course we're talking about including clean meats, if you will. Another who is weak eats herbs, vegetables. Again, let's apply this to our topic of eating out on the Sabbath and the holy days. Many of us over the years, we read these words and we proclaimed, if we're in the middle of an argument over something or a difference, without researching the topic in detail, we'll say that the brethren that we disagree with on a certain issue, they're the ones who are weak in the faith. But let's admit it, brethren, that approach is carnal, it's inaccurate, it's selfish, and it's immature. It's certainly not God's way of give. Verse 3. Let not him that eats despise him that eats not. Word despise means set at naught. Belittle somebody. They're not worth anything. Their opinion's not worth anything. It means to esteem least or even contemptible. To have contempt for our brethren. Let not him, he said, let not him that eats despise him that eats not, and let not him which eats not judge or condemn him that eats, for God has received him. So here's the main point, right here. Whichever side of the fence you're on, please do not unrighteously judge the brethren on the other side of the fence, if you will. Why not? Because God has received, it says, them as well as you. They too are God's called children. They are your spiritual brothers and sisters. So we're not to look down on them just because we disagree with them on this particular point. We are not to look down on them as unconverted. Just as a side point, over the years you've probably found in the church that there are many, you know, my brother told me one time, he says, if you go into that church, you'll end up like a robot. They're all like yellow pencils. And it's not true that we do, you know, we have differences, we have variety in the church, and we're not expected to be all the same, except obviously on the really, really important points, and we're going to be going into that in future sermons. Where are we? Verse 5. One man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Again, he's not talking about not keeping the Sabbath. We don't even have to get into that part of it. The last part of the verse is the important part here. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Fully persuaded in his own mind. That's important, brethren. Can we be fully persuaded if we haven't studied it ourselves, that we just say we toe our minister's line, or we toe the line of our Church of God group? What if they're wrong, brethren? What if they're wrong? What if they have not studied it adequately? What if they too are merely towing somebody else's line from the present or the past? Again, perhaps for their own preferences' sake or their own conveniences' sake. Again, remember, please, what God says. If it's not of faith, it's sin. Let's continue in verse 6. He that regards the day regards it unto the Lord. He that regards not the day to the Lord, he does not regard it. He that eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks. And he that eats not to the Lord, he eats not, and gives God thanks. Jump down to verse 10. But why do you judge your brother? Is the core purpose, the reason for all of this. Why do you judge your brother, or why do you set at naught your brother? A serious thing to set at naught our brethren. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Jump down to verse 13. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. And again, there is such a thing as, this doesn't tell you that you're not to judge at all. For any reason, there is righteous judgment, and that's, again, that's another sermon. Verse 15, please. But if your brother be grieved with your meat, with your food, now walk you not charitably. In other words, you're not walking with true Christian agape love. Destroy not him with your meat, your food, for whom Christ died. So the concept here, brethren, we can apply to our restaurant situation. And here it is. So first, let me address those who choose not to eat out on the Sabbath or the holy days. Now, if some of your local brethren, or those that you're at the feast with, if they do choose to eat out on the Sabbath or the holy days, please don't criticize them because of their choice. Please don't try to convince them to change their minds. Please don't make it hard for them. And please don't make it a point of division. As an example, and I'm being humorous here, I think. The example is by loudly proclaiming, "We're going off now to eat our lunch by ourselves in our room." Don't do that. Don't you? Accusations have been made, though. I jest, brethren, but accusations have been made along these lines that brethren have caused divisions through this issue. Now, I don't know how true they are, because the brethren that we know personally on this side of the fence, we found that their way of handling their differences from the others to be very gentle and humble. There may be real possibilities that has happened. Okay, secondly, for those who do choose to eat out on the Sabbath and the holy days, if some of your local brethren or the brethren you're with at the feast choose not to eat out on Sabbath and the holy days, again, exactly the same set of suggestions for you. Please don't criticize them because of their choice. Please don't try to convince them to change their minds. Please don't make it hard for them. And above all, please don't make it a point of division. Again, and I jest, by loudly proclaiming, "Bye, we're off to the restaurant now." You know what I'm saying, brethren? In your case, and again, when I say your case, for those who do choose to eat out on the Sabbath, you actually have even more opportunity to promote unity in this regard, especially in the tiny church groups so prevalent today around the world. You have an opportunity for Christian, unifying, non-divisive action here, which is God's way of give. And that would be sometimes perhaps to forego your restaurant meal and join the others for their non-restaurant meal. Again, that's a suggestion. I'm not saying that this is the law on the subject. Okay, still in Romans 14, verse 16. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. Your good. Again, brethren, whichever way you believe on this, you believe that your point of view is good, don't you? Of course you do. Okay, what God is telling us here is don't turn something that you believe to be good into something that is definitely evil. In other words, further division in God's church. Verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now elsewhere we know Jesus tells us quite clearly to seek first the kingdom, his kingdom, and the righteousness of God. And the Apostle Paul here adds two more priorities, peace and joy. Major, major fruits of God's Holy Spirit, brethren. And these are the high priorities. These are the big ones. Food and drink are not the priorities. And yet, brethren, we know of sincere, humble brethren who have been kicked out. I say we know of sincere, humble brethren. We don't actually know them personally. Who have been kicked out of certain Church of God groups because of their personal beliefs on these issues. And this should not be so. And again, from what little I know of these cases, these brethren were not causing division as they were accused, but they were quietly exercising their sincere beliefs. Now, maybe some of them respectfully or privately disagreed with their church ministry on the issue. And maybe that tells a story of itself. You know, there are ministers out there, brethren. If you disagree with me on anything, you're on your own. It's my way or the highway. Now, where is peace and joy in that approach? Verse 18. For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God. We serve in Christ, brethren, and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify one another. Brethren, are we serving Christ? Are we edifying one another? Are we building one another up? Not tearing one another down. Building up, that's what edifying means. Verse 20. For meat, for food, say for restaurant food in our case, destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eats with offence. Can we really offend a brother in our eating? Yes, we can. And God tells us here that it's evil for us to do so. Verse 21. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother stumbles or is offended or made weak. Brethren, would you deliberately, uncaringly drink wine or beer or whiskey in front of a brother or a sister who you know to be a recovering alcoholic? Of course you wouldn't. I hope you wouldn't. Then please think about it in this regard as well. Apply the same concept in this case with true agape love for your brothers and sisters, and even those who you might disagree with on such matters. Verse 22. Have you faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he that condemns not himself in that thing which he allows. That's interesting. Verse 23. And he that doubts is damned if he eat, because he eats not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Right back, we come round in a circle there. If you uncaringly or deliberately do something that in your eyes is allowable but offends other brethren, then God says that you're bringing condemnation on yourself. That's what the Apostle Paul says right here. He also says if you do it and you're doubting, you're not really sure whether it's what God's law is on it, then you're in danger of damnation on this point. Brethren, do not doubt. Please study to be sure. And again, We're going to be going into that in a couple of weeks or a couple of months' time. We're going to be continuing with this study. But in either case, again, whichever side of the restaurant fence you're on, please do not make it a cause for division, as some have done and as others have been accused of. So again, I'm going to study this issue in detail over the next couple of months, and hopefully the conclusion that we come to we'll all be happy with, because it's God's word. But until, let's face it, brethren, until God sends his two witnesses, sets up his two witnesses, or until Jesus Christ himself returns and clarifies everything, every single thing in the finest detail, there will always be certain points that may not be totally clear to us, and upon which brethren will disagree. We ask the question, was Jesus able to foresee this? Of course he was. And in closing, I want to read what he prophesied in this regard, and I want you to read it too. Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, just one verse here, brethren. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 7. Woe to the world because of offences, for offences must come. Offences must come, but woe to that man by whom the offence comes. We don't want it to be you, we don't want it to be me. I don't want it to be me. But what Jesus seems to be commanding here, and in other words than mine, is this. I think that what he's saying to us, brethren, and I'll finish on this point, beloved brothers and sisters, please agree when you disagree. Agree to disagree, but without being disagreeable.